Double Victory by Ronald Takaki. This book is read by Edward Lewis. The book is subtitled A Multicultural History of America in World War II. Chapter 1. Introduction. A Different Memory. World War II has been a part of my memory for most of my life. On that Sunday morning of December 7, 1941, my family was living only 10 miles from Pearl Harbor. Fragments of my childhood recollections remain vivid. The screams of the air raid sirens interrupting the pitter-patter lullaby of the nightly rains, the dark green window shades, the gas masks in our bedroom closets, the newsreels of the war flickering in black and white on huge theater screens, the streams of soldiers in the red light district of Hotel Street, and my father's nearby photography studio, where young soldiers had their pictures taken before being shipped off to islands like Iwo Jima and Okinawa to fight and possibly die. Finally, over the radio came the news of the end of the war. Into the streets rushed the neighborhood kids. Japanese, Chinese, Filipino, Portuguese, Korean, and Hawaiian, all of us jumping joyously, shouting, "We won the war! We won the war!" Of course, I was too young then to ask what we had fought for and what we had won. Looking backward as we enter a new millennium, we see World War II jutting out as the most significant event of the 20th century. In this immense warring of nations, 100 million men bore arms and over 30 million civilians died. The Nazi-engineered Holocaust was the most massive program of ethnic cleansing, the extermination of 6 million Jews. The war ended with the atomic bombing of Hiroshima, an event that changed the world and may yet lead to the end of the world. Today, decades later, we still find ourselves witnessing wars of extreme ethnic nationalisms and hatreds.